Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everyone. I am your host, Mother Janice Hudson, and I'm here tonight to give you some wonderful news from Christ, okay? We all know that we have a story to tell, you know, and we need to tell a story how we came to become this close to Christ and how we enter into the kingdom of Christ, you know. So let everybody out there, let somebody know. Let somebody that's weary, let somebody that need Christ in their life know. Let somebody that don't have no direction, let them know your story. So I tell you, brothers and sisters of Christ, tell your story so that you can someone enter into the kingdom of heaven. You know? My topic tonight is community. And basically, that is
all right. Please bear with us real quickly. We want to see if we can get Mother Hudson back on. And this is Purpose Kingdom Network. So just hang tight for a minute, everybody. And we'll see if we can go ahead and get Mother Janice back on.
Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Please, Jesus, give us strength. Father God, I come to you as long as I know how. Asking you, Lord, please, let this airway, let this go out on the airways tonight, Lord Jesus, because some lost soul needs to hear this. Some lost soul needs to come into the kingdom of heaven, Lord. And, Lord, please touch Purpose Kingdom. Touch our show tonight, Lord Jesus, and bring some lost souls into your kingdom. Amen. And sorry for that interruption. I don't know what happened or what went on, but I'm going to go back on to my topic. And my topic tonight is community, you know, and that's how we can tell our story. Like I was saying, that's how we can tell our stories through our community. You know, we have a community. You know, God put us here, you know, so that we can live life abundantly. And we, I'm just going to get back on to it. Basically, what I'm saying concerning community, we have to spread the word of God. You know, we have to help other people, you know. And with us being a community, we need to do what thus said the Lord, you know, because the Bible says, you know, we're in Matthew 18:20, and for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So two or three is a community as well, you know. So we have to spread the word, you know, and how we can spread the word and how we can do things in our community, you know, is basically have a strong community, you know. And what is a strong community? A strong community is built by having a strong foundation in Christ through leaderships, pastors, government, even on a micro level. Having strong parents, there should be trust between leaders and the community that they serve, you know. So we have trust in our community with the leaders in our community, then we have a strong community, you know, and even with our pastors, you know. I like to even bring, like, with the parents, say even with our parents with a strong community, because you have parents that have a strong, a good relationship with Christ, you know, then we know that that community is within a household, you know. When with the community being in a household, we teach our children, you know, about, you know, and then a strong community leadership and our own pastors, you know, going to church. You know, so going to church, they teach us, you know, whether it's a beginner, somebody that's just coming in that needs to know Christ, somebody that's coming in that wanna that needs some type of refuge, or somebody that's you know, you have a lot of suicidal people out here. You have a lot of people that don't think life should go on, or you have a lot of people that don't believe in Christ, you know, so we have to get our community together. So getting our community together, we have to bring those lost souls in. So bringing those lost souls in, then we have to go to our strong community. Like I said, our strong community is our pastors, you know, our even our government system, you know, has a lot to do with it. But we just have to know what we need to do and how we need to continue on serving God, you know, and how we need to continue on spreading His word, you know. And this is how we spread His word, you know, because even how we spread His word is like basically going out, you know, going to church, telling somebody that needs Christ in their life, somebody that needs to know something, you know, somebody that needs to know that there is life beyond here, you know, and needs to know that God loves us in His own way, you know, because Lord, forgive me, Jesus, Savior, you are a liar, you know, and that's what makes our makes us to have our community gatherings, you know. And you know, my community that I've been in this community for about 10 years now, you know, and I had noticed the difference in the community, you know, how we have block captains, or we have somebody that claims to be a block captain that's supposed to keep up with the upcoming of the neighborhood, you know, or somebody's supposed to keep it clean and tidy, you know. But I look at my block, my neighborhood now today, a year ago, you can't believe that this is the same block, you know. So our community is failing us. You know, we don't have that strong community like we supposed to have, you know, because there's no strong foundation, you know, and without it being a strong foundation, is we have a weakness, you know, and that weakness is somebody that's running around claiming to be the block captain, but I walk out my door, my house is nice and clean and smells good, and oh goodness, you know, like some folks say, oh, I can't live in this neighborhood, you know. But we shouldn't have to feel as though I can't live in this neighborhood because the neighborhood don't match the inside of my home. You know, I can go in my home and shut my door and I'm all right. You know, that's not Christ-like, you know, because if we go in our homes and shut our doors because we have nice homes and it's beautiful inside the home, but it's so nasty and trashy outside, you know, you have a lot of people that say, oh, well, what's going on out there, don't bother. That is not my business. But no, that's not true. It is your business because you're part of that community as well. So if you allow the trash and the rubbish to fly up and down your block or build up and down your block, then you're not being Christ-like. You're not being a strong community member, you know? And being a strong community member is like talking to your community, talking to your neighbors, letting your neighbors know this is what we can do for our community to keep our community up, you know? So, you know, it's very important for us to stay communicated with our community. You know, and the why community is, with that being said, community is actually really important to God, you know. And that's basically good faith, good media, you know. And God is basically like cleanliness and closer godliness. You know, and it is important because God loves people. And he knows that people need people. He created us to live in community, giving and receiving support, you know, which leads to generosity and gratitude, you know. And that's where we do experience community, you know. So with that being said, you know, we have to keep our community together. We have to keep things in place. We have to keep it in order, you know, and keeping it in order is making sure that we do the right thing, you know, because Jesus teaches about, you know, the community, you know. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, you know, forgive others as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, you know, which binds us, you know, which binds all together in perfect unity. You know, and Colossians 3:13, you know, it's a bonus, you know, and 3:13, let me bring that chapter up for you, you know. But it's a bonus for us, you know, to be in a community. You know, basically following Christ, you know. And actually the scripture says that we're better together. And Jesus, you know, the devil, you know, he works in so many ways, but I'm going to do what thus said the Lord. I'm going to keep on keeping on, you know, and I'm going to keep doing what God has me set out here to do, you know, and why is there the reason, you know, for community, you know, and the community is life-giving. It's central to follow Christ. So Colossians 3:13 in the King James Version, you know, they were just closing my Bible, but all right, I got you. You know, it's all in Christ. You know, we have to continue on trusting and believing. As long as we trust and believe that he's going to make a way for us, he will make a way, you know. And with God as my personal savior, I know that there's strength in everything, you know, and there's strength in giving the word and strength in telling and letting people know, you know, people that just walk up to you that don't know nothing, like somebody that's just sitting out there, you know, have you ever been sitting and minding your business and somebody just walk up to you and say hi, you know? That person is needing a conversation. You know, some people would look at that person and it's like, you know, like, oh, what do you want? Why are you in my face, you know? But we have to remember that God loves us, you know, and God put people in places, you know. So with that being said, you know, when God put people in places, it's something that we need to take heed to, and it's something that God wants us to know, you know. So we have to listen, you know, and watch. But God is still God, and God is always going to be here for us. You know, we just have to accept, trust, and believe, and thus says the Lord. So with Jesus. You know, keep on trusting and believing in God, you know. I'm not going to let Satan take my joy, you know, because it's not worth it right now. And I'm going to read from Colossians 3rd chapter in the 13th verse. Okay. I believe it. In the name of Jesus. And if you're listening tonight, we're broadcasting. And my name is Mother Janice Hudson, and I'm here tonight with my Jesus. I apologize to you for this, because right now the devil is with a lot of trickery, but I'm not going to allow the devil to win, because, you know, I know my verses of the Bible, and I just want to get this Bible verse up to you, you know, forgiveness as the Lord forgave us, you know, and that's part of a community, you know. Overall, these virtues God put on love, which binds us together in perfect unity, you know. You know, the devil's alive, but I'm going to go back on to my topic. Please forgive me, guys, because I know right now I need to continue on doing what thus said the Lord. And, I'm being encouraged, you know, through Christ, you know, to do what he said to do and do what he has asked me to do, you know. And just sitting here, you know, trying to talk to family and friends concerning community, you know, concerning how we can keep ourselves together, how we can continue on, you know, teaching and helping somebody else to come into Christ, to come into a relationship with God, you know. And the only way we can do that is to read our Bible and pray and let other people know what we know and what glory he has done for us and what good he has done for us, you know, and by telling our stories of what the Lord has done for us, you know. God is good, you know. God is good all the time. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus, because if it wasn't for God, you know, then I don't know where would I be right now. You know, if it wasn't for Jesus, you know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. You know, God, the Bible told us to fear not. Right now, I'm in a situation right now where I know that God is with me. And I know that God will never leave me, nor will he forsake me. And I just want to thank you, Jesus, for everything you do. and everything that you've done and everything you're doing in my life right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. You know, with everything that's going on in the world today, we can see that our communities are being, like, separated. You know, we don't have no unity in our communities, you know. So we have to do what we have to do is, like, try to get our community back together, you know, and our communities falling apart because our young people don't know the Lord. There's nobody out there. There's not a good community out there for them, you know. And if there's a good community with a strong foundation, then our children would know, you know. Our babies are killing each other. You know, they're hurting each other and just, like, don't care, you know. When I say we, I'm talking about my age group, ever just get up and run around and decide, oh, this person right here looked at me wrong, so this person shouldn't live. You know, so that we got to, people, we have to get our community back together. We have to get our children back together. We have to let our children know and see the good in us. You know, we have to let them know that there is still love. There's a God up in heaven that's going to hold you, that's going to show you, and all you have to do is call on his holy name, you know, and he would make things better for you. He would give you the rites of passage, you know, and we have to do, we as the adults, as authority figures, we got to get out here and teach our children. We have to teach our children. We have to teach the next children, you know, because when I grew up, I grew up where my parents were, my father was a military man, you know, but my mother was the stronghold, you know. She was the one that made sure that everything was all right, you know, but taught us about God. She sent us to church, and she had made us sit down at the table and have family gatherings, you know, and that was our community. That's where our community came in. So we have to go back to those days. We have to try and go back to yesteryears, you know. And when I say yesteryears, that I'm saying go back to where we remember the good was. Go back where we remember we could sit outside or we could play in a water, in a fire hydrant, you know, and don't worry about anything and not worry about, oh, somebody coming by, run, duck, hide, you know, stuff like that, you know. But right now, our community is so far apart and so separated that they don't care. The community don't care. You have people, authority figures, closing their doors, you know, shutting their doors to children that really need help, to some young person that possibly need help, you know. And I don't mean needing help because they're running because they're about to get hurt or get shot or something. When I say need help, that's somebody that needs to be talked to. That's somebody that needs to hear something positive from our adults, from our people of yesteryear, you know. There's somebody that needs somebody, somebody that needs some type of direction, you know. And if we can give that right direction, then our community will be strong, and we have to uphold our community, you know. And if we keep turning our backs and closing doors, you know, then how can we be of Christ? How can that child or that person believe that we're Christ-like or that we're children of God, you know? So I'm not, you know, God told us, you know, to be mindful, you know. And then he tells us not to, he give us the mind and the knowledge and the understanding to do the right thing, you know. And he let us know that we need to be, that he let us know that we are children of God, you know, no matter where we are in life, you know. So we have a faith journey, people. We have a faith journey, and we have a calling, you know. And there's something that could, that's something that someone can learn from us. We never stop learning, growing, or needing one another, you know. Community is a large part of the Christian faith. You understand? You know, so we have to keep up with our community. You know, so the Bible do have a lot of say on the subject. You know, God desires that we meet together in fellowship. You know, he created us to experience community with each other and with him. So, you know, here are just a few things. You know, here's just a, how can I say it? Here's just a few verses to highlight and spend some time. You know, you can explore these verses, you know, in Proverbs 27 and 17, you know, it talks about community. Then we have another one, Psalms 133:1-3, you know. And I don't know what's going on. I have to say, you know, please forgive me because I did have my glasses and I'm through searching and looking for my glasses. So, you know, I'm just going to give you these Bible verses and you can write these Bible verses down. And these Bible verses will teach you a lot about the community in Christ, and why God is so big on communities, you know. And we have a verse, we're going to go back, I'm going to go back to Proverbs 27:17, Psalms 131:1-3, Ecclesiastes 4:9-12, Matthew 18:20, and Acts 2:42-47, you know. And I apologize to you guys because if I can find my glasses, I'm searching, I can pick it up and I can read those Bible verses, you know. But, you know, and the children, you know, let's just hold on both shoulders, you know. And, you know, just go down and try to read those verses, you know. But I just wanted you to know that we have to build, and we have to build our community in Christ with others the way thus said the Lord, you know. So with that being said, you know, just look, watch, you know, and see if you can, you know, start up a gathering, you know, to gather your community together, you know. Just community, it needs a strong foundation, you know. It needs a strong foundation in Christ. It needs strong leaders, you know, and even parents. So we have to continue on so that we can continue on spreading the word of God, you know. So even go to your neighbors, you know, and let your neighbors know, you know, because your neighbors might don't even know Christ, you know. So go to your neighbors, you know, see, talk to each other, you know, because I can remember, you know, moving from Philadelphia to Bucks County, you know, and I was in a, sitting in my home, my new home, you know, me and my husband had just bought, and a knock was at the door, and when with the knock being at the door, I guess up, I go answer, and I'm like, who is it? Person behind the door says, it's me, your neighbor from across the street, you know. So, you know, Lord forgive me, and I talks about this with her daily, you know, and she cracks up, you know. Me and this neighbor are best friends now, and we've been friends for over 24 years, almost 25 years now, you know. And when she knocks on the door, I open the door, and she said, oh, hey, neighbor, how you doing? With a pineapple upside down cake, you know. And I'm like, oh, hi, how you doing, you know. And I'm like, I don't deal with neighbors, you know. I don't indulge, you know. I don't deal with neighbors. This female took it, pushed her way in my door and said, oh, you can't do that moving in a neighborhood like this. I said, what do you mean moving in a neighborhood like this? She said, no, you can't do that. You can't just say you don't deal with neighbors, you know. She said, you're a Christian, aren't you? I said, yeah, I'm a Christian, you know. She said, oh, well, you can't do that. Walking through my house, I'm just looking at this lady crazy or what? You know, just walking through my house, and as she's talking, you can't do this, you can't do that, and blah, 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 blah. And then some, oh, that's nice. Oh, they really built this up. They done fixed this place up. This place is such and such and such. Then walk on through the house from the basement, from the first floor to the second floor to the attic, on down to the basement. And some, oh, they done a wonderful job here. But, sister, you can't do that. And here me and this woman is friends right now today. So that was my community. That was somebody that taught me that you can't close your door on your neighbors, you know. You, especially with me having a lot of children, you know, how you going to close your door on your neighbor? You got to know what's in your neighborhood. You got to know who's in your neighborhood. You got to know who's selling the drugs in your neighborhood, who's giving your kids the wrong thing, and who's teaching your child the right thing, you know. So, like I said, it takes a village to raise a child. And my village is my community, you know, and she was part of my village. This lady right now today is one of my best friends, you know, and the godmother to my last born child. So we have to indulge with our community. We have to deal with our community. We have to speak with our community. We have to talk to our community. We have to know what's going on in our community. Because if we have that mindset, oh, I don't want to deal with people. I'm just here to live here and keep it moving, you know, and go to work and come home and shut my door and just spend my time with my children and my husband, and that's it, you know. But lo and behold, our children out there spending time with the community, you know, spending time with the people in the community, you know. But oh, my mother don't talk to nobody. My mother don't like people. My mother this and my mother that. But still, lo and behold, this here community is teaching our children, you know, whether it's right or wrong. So we have to be mindful and watch what we say and what we do and how we do it, you know. And she taught me a valuable lesson, you know, because I from North Philadelphia, moving into Bucks County area, you know, and I just didn't want to be bothered with a stereotypic person, you know, people. Or I didn't want to be bothered with people that didn't talk the way I said, basically not talk, but I didn't want to be bothered with people that didn't teach their children. And I didn't want to be bothered with people that my child is my child that, you know. I just didn't want to be bothered because I came from that already, and I didn't want to meet new people. I didn't want to get in new relationships with people, friendships and stuff like that. But we have to know our community. Got to know what's in our community, because you have all kinds of stuff out there now in a community, you know. And just do what we're supposed to do, you know. And if we, as long as we do what we're supposed to do, we'll be all right. Jesus. No, and if you are listening tonight, if you're listening, we're on the Purpose Kingdom Network. We're at the 1,000, this is the 1,571st episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And I'm your host, Mother Janice Hudson. Amen. So back on topic, we have to continue on, doing what we're supposed to do and sharing the word, the wonderful, wonderful word of God, and teaching our children, teaching, somebody that don't know, because it's always time for learning, You never know, you never learn everything, Never know too much, And you never, that saying is, you're never too old to learn, And with that being never too old to learn, that was a time, That was that time when I met one of my best friends 25 years ago, was that I was taught not to close my door on my community, on my neighbors, And being in Christ and being a Christian, I was naive to that, And I know that the Bible says love your neighbor as you would love yourself, And I know that I supposed to have been introduced and talking to my neighbors, but I just had this stereotyped attitude. Oh, I don't care to get to know these people. I don't want to meet nobody, But like I said, God puts people in our way, puts people there to teach us, or to show us what it is that we need to do, So I just wanted to talk to you on that note, and basically we have to continue on, doing what I said the Lord, So I wish I could find my glasses. I had them in my hand, but. So I'm just going to continue on, and doing what thus said the Lord. And if I didn't know God, if I didn't know Christ, if I didn't have Christ in me, I wouldn't even think about doing this show, or even being here, And I just thank God that I was introduced to Purpose Kingdom Network, because we all have a story to tell, and we all have to, be mindful of where we came from, what we've done in life, and how we came over, and how we got through what we got through, and being introduced to God, because I tell you, if I didn't know Christ the way I know Christ, but God, my mother, introduced me to Christ. She introduced us and took us to church. Song, you ever hear the song you watched, one of the Madea plays, the mother, the daughter was singing to her mother, and I never knew the greatest, I never thought about it until I heard that song, the greatest gift was giving me Jesus, and I thank my mother for introducing me to Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Anybody that know God. Anybody that's been introduced to Christ through their childhood or through their mother, through a friend, or through someone, you know. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Say that a lot. And continue on serving God. Continue on doing what thus said the Lord. Continue on trusting and believing in what there is in Christ, you know. That's the only way we're going to make it, and we're going to get through what we need to get through. Amen. Amen. Thank you. And there's a Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you know, if you want to know Christ, like tonight, you know, you can get to know God, you know. All you have to do, I don't know what's going on right now, but I'm feeling this here. Somebody needs Christ. Somebody is talking. Somebody's on this network right now needs prayer. Somebody is thinking about suicide, you know. But let me explain to you, brother or sister. You don't have to hurt yourself. You don't have to hurt yourself, please. You don't have to hurt yourself. Please call on the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, our Father, which art in heaven, I come to you, Father God, as almost I know how, Lord. Asking you, Lord, please, whatever this brother or sister may be going through tonight, right now, Lord Jesus, loose it, Jesus, loose it, Jesus, loose it, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, you are worthy. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, Jesus. Cover them in your blood, Lord Jesus. Cover them in your blood from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Let them know that you're there for them in a time of need, Lord Jesus. Whatever they're going through right now, Lord. I don't know, Lord Jesus, but please, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ease this feeling, Lord. Ease this feeling. Ease it, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Ease this feeling. Wherever it may be right now, Lord Jesus, whether it's on the highways or the byways, Lord Jesus, going to them, going to the home, Lord Jesus, whoever this person may be tonight, Lord Jesus, oh, heal them, Lord, heal them, Lord, heal them, Lord, heal them. Let them know, Lord Jesus, that you're there for them in a time of need. Send somebody close, Lord Jesus. Send somebody to them, Lord Jesus, so that they can be all right. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, ease this feeling, Lord. Ease this feeling. Oh, go on the highways. Go on the byways, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. In your holy name, Father God, in your holy name. Oh, please touch them, Lord Jesus. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Oh, cover them in your blood, Father God. Cover them in your blood. Oh, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, in your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, whatever this feeling is, Lord. I don't know what it is, but right now somebody needs prayer. Somebody needs to be closer to somebody. Somebody needs to call on the name of Jesus. It's power in his name, honey. It's power in his name, brother or sister. Whatever you're going through right now, God got you, Lord. God got you, baby. God got you. God got you. So please, 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 please. It's not worth it. It's not worth it, because if you're in your life tonight by your own hand, you are lost soul from there on. I just want to tell you that. Just trust and believe in God. Just with on this here airway right now, trust and believe in God, and he's going to come to you. Just fall to your knees, baby. fall to your knees and ask the Lord to help you. Ask him to heal your mind. Ask him to heal your body. Ask him to heal your soul, because he's there for you. You just have to trust and believe and call on his name, call on his name. And you know his name is Jesus. Call on his name and plead the blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Call on him, call on him, call on him, call on him. Somebody needs Jesus right now tonight. Whoever you are, brother or sister, call on his holy name. He's there for you. He's there for you. He's there for you. He's there for you. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah, your name is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Right now we go into what you call the call of salvation. I'm going to ask Pastor Toya, Brother Rob, to come on and give that call, please.
Okay. Real quickly, I'm going to go ahead and do the call of salvation. And if at any point in your life where you just find yourself troubled, where you just toss and turn, you just know something missing, that's when that call of Christ, he's placing that call to you, letting you know it's time for you to answer that phone, answer the call. And, you know, it's a little simple. You know, you just let him know that you appreciate what he's done, that he set his only begotten son on the cross to die for our sins. And, you know, once he did that, you know, and once you accept him in your life, it's just that simple. You just say, God, I accept the sacrifice. You sent your only begotten son to die on the cross for my sins. And once you say that with your tongue and you say it out loud, you just let someone know you're saved. And we just welcome you to the kingdom. And it's just that simple. And the next step we encourage you to do is find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that nurtures the word of Christ. And if you can't find that sanctuary, we're here every night broadcasting that we're able to. And we're just basically a church without walls. And, you know, welcome to the kingdom. And with that being said, I'm just going to go ahead to our announcements. This is the Product Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode, no matter where you're at in the world. We appreciate your listenership, and we greatly love the support that you've been giving us and sharing with friends and family members. Without you, you make us go around, and we thank you so much. This has been episode 1571, and we just thank you so much. Tonight's show, hosted by Mother Janice Hudson, is your testimony. And anytime you want to hear any of our past broadcasts, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. You can simply type in a host name or a show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And as always, we thank those that share. We thank them so much. We also have a radio network at purposekingdom.com where you can hear gospel music all day long. And you can also hear our past shows. We're also on Radio Co. We'll be broadcast the previous show on RadioCo.com. We also invite you to like us on Facebook. With Purpose Kingdom, we're constantly evolving, and we're going to new avenues of broadcasting wherever we can. And we're always, as always, you know, we thank those that share with us, you know, as we broadcast, you know, each and every time that we do broadcast. And we thank you. And like I said, like us on Facebook at Purpose Kingdom on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And tomorrow night, we're going to be broadcasting at the 9 p.m. hour. It's going to be D-Block Church, hosted by Sister Adrian Allen. And with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you'll be able to join us at the 9 p.m. hour for D-Block Church, hosted by Sister Adrian Allen. And with that being said, it's going to be the end of the announcements. And Mother Janice, we want to turn the show back over in your hands. Mother Janice.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Rob. Thank you. I just want you to know, it's so much going on in the world, you know, and we have to stick with our community. We have to stay with our community. We have to know that our community is by our side. We have to know that we need to stick together. We need to stay together, and we need to be honest, and we need to have a strong foundation in Christ. And with our strong foundation in Christ, we're going to make it. We're going to make it. And we're going to make it with our strong foundations, with our leaders, our pastors, our mothers, our church members, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers. We have to keep our community strong, to keep it safe, and to keep it alive. So, brothers and sisters, what I'm saying to you is stay together. Stay positive. Stay positive. Because as long as we stay positive, we're going to be on one accord. And we have to be on one accord, you know. And remember, don't turn your back. Don't turn your back on each other. Don't shut your door. Don't close your door to the filth and the wrongdoings out there. Help your community. See what you can do to help, you know. Get that village back. Bring that village back to where it needs to be. Amen. Amen. You know, and as for our listener, brother or sister, whoever you may be, call on the name of Jesus. Call on Christ. Ask him so that you can get where you need to get and go where you need to go, you know. So call on the name of Jesus. Plead the blood in Jesus. Amen. And I just want to thank everybody that were listening tonight to my show. You know, I hope that you got something out of it tonight. You know, I hope that you can take it and look in your neighbor's face and say, neighbor, we are a community and I'm here to help. What is it that I can do to bring our community back to where it needs to be? And what is it that I need to do to enlighten our community? What is it that I need to do to teach and show our children who Christ is? Okay? So if you're a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, a friend, a pastor in the community, get together and bring your community back. Build your community back. Build it back up on a stronghold. And I just want to thank you all for listening. And everybody on the airways tonight, thank you. God bless you. And keep the faith. Tell your story. Because we all have a story to tell. Amen. Thank you. Good night.
Jesus led. He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose. Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.